The Daily Gospel for Tuesday, the 8th of January, 2013, the Tuesday after Epiphany. Saints of the Day, Saint Apollinaris, the Apologist, Bishop of the 2nd century, and Saint Severin, Abbot. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint Mark, chapter 6, verses 34 to 44. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. Commentary of the Day. Saint John Chrysostom, priest at Antioch, then Bishop of Constantinople, Doctor of the Church. Sermons on Saint Matthew's Gospel, number 49, 1-3. Let us take note of the disciples' trusting abandonment to God's providence in life's greatest necessities and their disdain for a life of luxury. There were 12 of them, and they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. They were not bothered by bodily things, but dedicated all their zeal to the things of the soul. Moreover, they did not keep these provisions for themselves. They handed them over to the Savior at once when he asked them for them. Let us learn from this example to share what we have with those in need, even if we only have a little. When Jesus asks them to bring the 5 loaves, they don't say, "What will there be for us later on? Where will we find what is necessary for our own needs?" They obey promptly. Taking the loaves then, the Lord broke them and entrusted the honor of distributing them to the disciples. He did not just want to honor them by this holy service, but desired them to take part in the miracle so as to be wholly convinced witnesses to it and not forget what had taken place under their own eyes. It is through them that he made the people sit down, and that he distributes the bread so that each one of them might bear witness to the miracle accomplished at their hands. Everything in this event, the desert place, the bare ground, the small supply of bread and fish, the distribution of these same things to everyone without distinction, each one of them having the same as their neighbor, all this teaches us humility, frugality, and fraternal charity, to love one another equally, to place everything in common amongst those who are serving the same God. This is what our Savior is teaching us here.